Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Looks like hell froze over. And when I mean hell froze over, I mean this is me standing in a WWE ring on Monday Night Raw with a live microphone in my hand. I don't mean the fact that apparently a Blackhawks fan is universally loved inside the Predators barn. Okay, I'm sorry, I had to. You guys understand that. I gotta be me, right? And lately, I've been feeling a little bit more like myself ever since Saturday, which was a career highlight for me. I've been trying to come up with the words and the language to explain to all of you exactly how I feel. And I've come to two words, and I'm afraid to say them, honestly. And it's not because they're not true. It's because I'm a little bit scared of how true they actually are. And it's a little bit corny and it's a little bit cheesy and it's not going to sound like CM Punk. But I've changed. And once upon a time, an American dream taught me that as long as you speak from the heart, you cannot go wrong because it is the truth. And this is the truth. I'm home.
For Wednesday, November the 29th, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. CM Punk, have you heard? He's back in WWE. Two major stories planned for CM Punk, as revealed by Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated. The first won't surprise you. It's going to be Seth Rollins. There has been a lot of conversation about Seth's reaction to CM Punk at Survivor Series and his reluctance to even acknowledge CM Punk in promos on Raw and at live events. CM Punk even alluding to not everyone being happy to see him as it pertains to Seth Rollins' reaction from Survivor Series as well. It was reported by insiders that it looks as if we're going to get Seth Rollins versus CM Punk at the Royal Rumble, possibly for the World Championship, and you would assume for the World Championship. You'd have thought that would have been the main event or one of the main events for WrestleMania. Well, there might be another iron in the fire when it comes to that, because Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated is also saying there are plans for CM Punk to feud with Roman Reigns. Now, he has made sure to point out that the first person to feud with CM Punk, the first match for Punk, will indeed be Seth Rollins, but a feud between Seth Rollins and CM Punk will take precedence over plans for Roman Reigns. In terms of what this means going forward, it feels like Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns is the main event for WrestleMania 40, but a feud with CM Punk certainly casts doubt on not only that being the main event of WrestleMania 40, but if it is, it casts doubt on whether or not Cody Rhodes will finish the story at WrestleMania 40. It certainly throws a lot of questions into the mix. With CM Punk back, there's some big plans for him. CM Punk and Seth Rollins coming up very shortly, and CM Punk versus Roman Reigns to follow. It could even be a feud that happens post-WrestleMania, may not even be a feud over a championship. We don't know at this point, but we do know that, Punk with a little comment about the wise man, alluding to Paul Heyman, certainly puts them in the puts the ducks in a row there. But we'll see how that pans out. CM Punk versus Seth Rollins will be great. CM Punk versus Roman Reigns will be great as well. All the matches, the possibilities are endless with CM Punk back. We've got a few more details this morning around that first promo that CM Punk cut on Raw. A lot of people describing it as a tame promo compared to what everybody was expecting. When you compare it to his first AEW promo, and what a pipe bomb that was. It certainly was a lot more pared back, shall we say. PW Insider reports that CM Punk's promo was shorter than intended. This is due to Randy Orton's match with Dominic Mysterio running longer than expected. They also note to PW Insider that WWE and CM Punk never had any plans for Punk in his promo to criticize AEW, partly due to the fact that there are potentially ongoing legal issues around Punk and AEW, but also Punk's desire to move on from the whole situation. Some people thought that CM Punk's victory lap that he did as Raw went off the air was a little dig at the Young Bucks, who did something similar when they made their AEW Collision debut. However, Fightful Select have confirmed that is not the case at all. From WrestleVotes, in terms of the backstage reaction to CM Punk, they say, "I'm told everything at Raw was good as far as camaraderie backstage throughout the day in Nashville." One source went on to say that the energy was high as it's been in years. Things look and sound like we are off to a great start. A reaction from AEW has been minimal. Tony Khan refusing to talk about CM Punk in an interview with the BBC's Steve Herman. But John Moxley was asked point blank about CM Punk's debut promo by comicbook.com. His answer very simply was, "You don't want to know what I think. I didn't see it. You don't want to know what I think." Moxley also talked about being the guy that AEW has leaned on during tough spots and says how AEW needs to be different, moving the conversation away from CM Punk as much as he can. So you might get very minimal reaction from AEW side as to what CM Punk is now doing in WWE.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today I terminated Phil Brooks, CM Punk, for cause. This stems from a backstage incident at AEW All In last Sunday. The incident was regrettable, and it endangered people backstage. That includes the production staff, the people who help put the show on every week, innocent people who had nothing to do with it. I've been going to wrestling shows for over 30 years. I've been producing them on this network for nearly 4 years. Never in all that time have I ever felt, until last Sunday, that my security, my safety, my life was in danger at a wrestling show. I don't think anybody should feel that way at work. I don't think the people I work with should feel that way. And I had to make a very difficult choice today. It came at the recommendation of a discipline committee here in AEW, as well as outside legal counsel, who delivered a unanimous recommendation. And I have followed up on that recommendation. I'm sorry to any fans who are upset by this. I'm sorry to anyone who's upset by this.
That was Tony Khan announcing the termination of CM Punk's AEW contract. Now, what we learned was that in the wake of the CM Punk Jack Perry incident from All In Wembley, there was a committee that was put together that was designed to analyze the incident and make a decision accordingly. Now, in the wake of Punk's WWE debut, Bryan Danielson put out a tweet that caught people's eye saying, "My dad always told me the right thing is often the hardest thing to do. It won't always make the most money. It won't always be the most popular, but it's still the right thing." It comes to light in a Fightful report that Bryan Danielson was actually part of the committee that was put together that investigated the CM Punk and Jack Perry incident at All In. This was the committee that ultimately determined that CM Punk should be fired from AEW. This comes from Fightful, who say, when asking sources from the AEW roster about his inclusion, one called Bryan Danielson an appropriate moral compass who exemplifies objectivity, and said he effectively headed up and was the face of the disciplinary committee. Danielson was said to have spoken to the roster when addressing them about Punk's termination and noted that the decision was a particularly hard one. He cited the positives that CM Punk brought and his long-standing friendship with Punk, but said it was the decision that had to be made. Those that we spoke to said they believed that CM Punk was aware by now that Danielson was part of said committee, as many of his friends were included in the meeting where Danielson addressed him. This is a continued duty for Danielson, but he's also responsible for handing out fines when necessary. So Bryan Danielson, a part of the committee that was put together that saw the termination of CM Punk's contract with AEW. There's no doubt lots more conversation about CM Punk that's going to be had in the weeks to come as CM Punk gets back with his feet under the table at WWE. In case you've not seen it yet, the WTF moments from Survivor Series this past week where Ross looks at some of the big moments from it. There's one particularly big moment, which I'm sure you want to find out more about. That's at youtube.com/Cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out Cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.